In early September last year, the Islamic Society of North America elected Ingrid Mattson its first ever woman vice president. She's a professor of Islamic studies at the Hartford Seminary. Canadian-born, she grew up Catholic. While studying in Paris as a young woman, she discovered Islam, and Islam, she says, helped her believe in God again, a belief she'd left behind in childhood. Ingrid Mattson's deepest concern since 9/11 is for the Muslim identity of her two sons, aged 10 and 12.
One of the things that I've noticed with my children is that they used to be very unself-conscious about their religion. So that I remember when my son in the second grade came home with a book that his class had made, each child had a page on which they'd drawn a picture of themselves and said what made them special. So my son on his page wrote, "I love soccer, I'm brown, and I'm a Muslim." And so for him, being a Muslim was just one of those many elements of diversity. Now I notice that he feels very differently. And I remember one day some news report came on about some new warning about a terrorist attack or something. And he's a 10-year-old boy, so he's not the most expressive person. But he just turned to me and he said, "Oh, great. Now everyone's going to be afraid of me." I felt really sad about that because it made me aware of how self-conscious he'd become about his religion, whereas before he was very natural about it.
I think that many Americans have sought a crash course in Islam 101 since September 11th. You know, certain books have been read by many, many people. I'm curious, in your experience, what questions you haven't been asked, what you are longing for people to learn more about in Islam?
That's a good question.
What are we not getting?
Well, one of the things that I find, and I give a lot of presentations on Islam to church groups and schools and different places, most people want to ask me about Islam and politics, Islam and women. Very seldom do they ask what Islam means to me as a Muslim in terms of my relationship with God. And that is something that I try to get an opportunity to say in these contexts. I try to get them to listen to what the Quran sounds like when I recite it. I try to let them understand what that does to my heart, to my soul, to my perspective on the world. I'd like people to understand that more.
I wonder how and if you feel that your Islamic faith or your Muslim identity have been distinctly shaped, and maybe have they been shaped in ways that surprise you, that you might not have predicted on September 12th?
One of the things that I've thought about in the last year has been what my responsibility as a Muslim is towards non-Muslims. I mean, on a theological level, what does my faith say about non-Muslims? You know, it's quite interesting. The Quran talks in many places about the people of the book or the people of scripture, meaning primarily Christians and Jews, and about the special relationship that we as Muslims hold with them. The more that I probe into this, the more it seems to me that there's a kind of obligation on our part to cultivate those relationships actively, not just passively, but that we have to recognize that we have a special spiritual connection as people of faith, not just as American citizens or, you know, members of the same civic community.
I'm Krista Tippett, and this is First Person. Ingrid Mattson is a Muslim theologian and the first woman vice president of the Islamic Society of North America. She's telling me about some of the ways 9/11 has changed her.
One thing that I've noticed in myself lately, a response I've noticed that I don't like and I hope I can get rid of, and that is, you know, the cumulative effect of negative comments that I hear about Muslims in the media. The cumulative effect of people who look at me on the street with clear displeasure. You know, I wear a scarf, so yes. I'm visibly a Muslim, a practicing Muslim. That I've started to have this kind of defensive reaction where I feel like I just wish I didn't have to always go out among these people. And it's made me, one of the good things is it's made me understand, I believe, on a deeper level what people of visible difference, especially African Americans, what they've experienced for so long and why sometimes they've felt historically that the only solution is just to have their own communities, to avoid any interaction with white people, because the daily bombardment of negative reactions against who you are essentially and what you hold so dear yourself is really demoralizing. So I'm starting to understand that impulse, but I'm definitely resisting it in myself and saying, well, it's a good learning experience. It's good so you can understand other people's experiences, but it's not an option for me.
You know, I want to ask you one more question. I think the problem with people being so focused on these negative images of Islam is that they were so vivid, right? I mean, we have in our heads these pictures of airplanes crashing into buildings. And when Muslims have stood up and said, you know, Islam is about peace, those were words, and they can't meet those images with the same drama.
Yes.
And so what I want to ask you is, what are the vivid images? Where are the places you would like Americans, non-Muslims, to be looking to find your passion for the beauty of Islam and for Islam as a positive force in the world?
Well, you've hit right on it. I mean, that's the point, is that that violent actions are much more dramatic and memorable. A person who's motivated, a Muslim who's motivated by faith, will sometimes in their life have an opportunity to do something, you know, grand, but most people don't. Most people, they live out their life, live out their faith day to day by small actions of generosity, humility, and gratefulness. I think what Americans need to do is look around them and see many hospitals, for example, that there are many Muslim doctors. And day after day, they are serving people, they're helping people. Certainly it's a result of their training, but it's also an aspect of their faith. There are Muslims working in soup kitchens and in those shelters. So you won't, you know, you don't necessarily see that drama, because it requires some kind of active outreach, or at least a desire to look for those Muslims on the part of other Americans. But I believe that in the end it's worth it.